For the past several years, the government of Saudi Arabia have been facing growing demands for reform, both from the United States and from Saudis themselves. Those demands increased after triple suicide bombings in the capital, Riyadh, last May. Saudis say the government has done little to address economic stagnation and rising unemployment, and many complain they have little political say in a monarchy heavily influenced by an arch-conservative religious establishment. Some Saudis had hoped the U.S. ouster of Saddam Hussein in neighboring Iraq would pressure the kingdom to change. So far, those hopes have not been fulfilled. NPR's Kate Seeley visited Saudi Arabia, and she filed this report.
Like many advocates for change here, Abdullah Bijad El-Otaibi says he has a responsibility to speak out, whatever the consequences. A writer and specialist on Islamic affairs, Otaibi was banned this summer from writing for a major Riyadh paper. He says an article of his angered the country's highest religious authority, the Grand Mufti. I said that extremists in Saudi Arabia are a product of the religious establishment and its narrow mentality, says Otaibi. Otaibi is one of several writers who were fired, suspended, or banned from writing recently. After last May's suicide bombings, some journalists wrote their most daring articles ever, he notes, harshly criticizing the country's all-powerful religious establishment. And that, he adds, prompted a tough response. The religious establishment felt enormously threatened by these critiques, says Otaibi. They see themselves as partners of the royal family and hence above criticism. Despite the setback, Saudi reformists say the May bombings and the discovery of al-Qaeda cells in the kingdom injected a new urgency into the debate over change. The reformists have long been calling for political participation, freedom of expression, and government accountability. But now, for the first time, they say, many ordinary Saudis recognize that the country has serious internal problems. Lawyer Abdulaziz Al-Qasim. The problem of Al-Qaeda and the support for it, he says, is a result of the government's failed policies. After the May 12th bombings, Saudi leader King Fahad pledged to pursue political reforms. The government loudly condemned religious extremism, firing radical clerics. In what was seen as a nod to U.S. pressures, the government unveiled grade school textbooks this fall that omitted passages deemed intolerant. Crown Prince Abdullah, who runs the country's day-to-day affairs, also recently announced the formation of a center for dialogue. Its purpose, he said, to combat extremism and address political and religious differences in the country. Architect Sami Angawi says it was an important step.
At least now, with Prince Abdullah calling for dialogue, that's kind of unlocking the door. But as I use the analogy of this door, there is a lot of people inside who don't want it to open, and they're now keeping it from being open.
Angawi says many in the kingdom are benefiting from the status quo, while others, he says, are extremely leery of change in this highly traditional society. Conservative cleric Asim al-Hakim says he's suspicious of any changes that might be proposed by the United States, which he says would go against the Muslim holy book, the Quran.
They want to change our culture, they want to change our religion, and tailor it to a modern United States Islam. Any Muslim would reject this.
Officials have long insisted on implementing reforms gradually, saying rapid change could threaten stability in the kingdom. But political sociologist Khalid al-Dakhil says the government has done little more than talk about reform. It's time, he says, for it to act or risk losing legitimacy.
If the Saudi government does not really take serious steps toward change and toward reform, then I would think that the whole system is in danger, in serious danger.
But Tahil says reform is being hampered by a power struggle within the royal family.
Maybe the system is paralyzed because of division inside the regime itself. Different trends, different groups, different forces within the regime. Everyone is pushing in a certain direction.
Most analysts here agree that Crown Prince Abdullah, who's next in line after the ailing king, wants to introduce major reforms. They say he's being thwarted, however, by other senior princes who fear losing power. As long as Abdullah remains number two, they say, real reform in the kingdom is likely to be stalled indefinitely. Kate Seeley, NPR News.